Leeds claps don't pay our bills and nurses are for life. Not just for pandemics were among the slogans on homemade placards at the 250-strong demonstration in Leeds of NHS and care workers fighting for a pay rise. This turnout would have been even bigger if it weren't for the local lockdowns imposed on some parts of West Yorkshire and the recent spikes of COVID in a few areas in Leeds. Some of the protesters had booked an annual leave in their working day to come out from the hospital to participate in the rally. The demonstration was marked by the absence of trade unions who represent these workers, apart from a few activists and representatives of local trades councils, such as Leeds TUC, who organized stewarding for the demo. Unison, the largest public sector union, even went as far as advising branches against attending. However, the organizers, Anthony and Jem, rightly encouraged NHS workers to join a union and become active in it to fight for the 15% pay rise demand. Tanis Belsham-Ray, Leeds Socialist Party member and secretary of Leeds TUC, echoed the organizers' call for workers to join a union and become active in it, as did Adrian O'Malley, Wakefield Socialist Party member and Unison secretary at Mid-Yorkshire NHS Trust. Alex Brown, from Sheffield Socialist Party, and branch secretary of the PCS NHS Digital Branch based in Leeds, raised how trade union activists and communities came together in campaigns to save the Glenfield Heart Unit in Leicester and the Walk-in Centre in Sheffield, both campaigns where the Socialist Party played a leading role, and said that the same approach should be used to build support for any necessary industrial action to win a pay rise. The raucous reception to Alex's speech was also reflected in the interest shown in the Socialist Party's material, with almost every attendee taking one of our leaflets and 25 of them buying a copy of The Socialist, including one for a tenner and many others at the £2 solidarity price. The task now is to build on the enthusiasm from this demonstration and the 35 plus others around the country to create a movement that can force a substantial pay rise, as health workers in France have recently won. Ian Dalton, Leeds Socialist Party,